Wow.
I got a big mouth, so you can probably hear me anyway. Everybody doing okay? Real good? How good? Like, come on, Jesus just didn't open a car door. He died for you. It's real big, right? Come on. Look, I was a drug addict for 22 years. And, God. This month is my 2-year anniversary in Christ, man. He came in my life, and he like really took out the trash. And I found out that he really loves me. You know, I grew up in the Masonic homes. I spent a good amount of time in jail. I got thrown out of the Marine Corps. I had a lot of hard times. Dealt drugs for a while, and he really came in, and he's Lord. Amen. I love what you're sharing about love. That's what we do. We love people. And you know, there's a reason why the sinners, the liars, the thieves, the prostitutes, they flocked to Jesus. They had to be around him. They had to be around him. They, oh God, we got to be around this guy. What is it about this guy? It was love. It was compassion. They were drawn to him. They had to be there. Why? I mean, they look, a lot of sinners and thieves and prostitutes, and they won't come near the church today. Why? Oh, you need to clean up your act before you can come here. Come on, you guys. That's a lie. Look, Jesus, you can't do right unless you be right, right? You can't. I could never even think about loving people and wanting to be there for people until God came in and took over my life. It's huge. My ministry is what, you know, I haven't gotten a chance to go into the neighborhoods and do that. But, you know, we're an open gate of heaven wherever we go. We're called to manifest. Our purpose in this world is to manifest Jesus. That's what it is. Look, why would people want Jesus in you if they can't see it in you? If they can look in your eyes and they can't see Christ in there, why would they want what you got? They don't want it. The world's tired of that. Look, the world's tired of being Bible beat and browbeat and told what they're not. Look, Jesus loves you, man. He loved me, a drug addict, a waste of life. Who everybody said you're a loser, you're always going to be one. God didn't say that. He sent his son because he loves me. He loved me. He loves me. And now he lives in me. And nobody can take that from me. It's real good. I pray for everyone everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. Yesterday I'm in Rutgers and I had to run and stop on the way to church. I needed to use the bathroom and there was a lady behind me. God gave me a word of knowledge about her back. And I said, ma'am, I said, you have trouble with your back. She smelled of alcohol. Well, God's bigger than the alcohol. He's way bigger. I was a crackhead. Come on, man. Jesus is Lord. It's really good. And he loves me and he loves her. And I said, look, I said, since I told you about your back, you ought to let me pray for it maybe. And I started telling her, she just looked at me real skeptical. And I looked at her, and this is like a famous, I call it like a famous one-liner. I looked and I said, look, I said, the worst that can happen is nothing. What do you got to lose? She goes, you know you're right. I said, right. Now come here. And I prayed for her and rebuked that thing. And as I'm praying for her, the Lord said, it's 2 of a vertebrae, L2, L3. So I shared it with her, and she goes, you're right. And she bent over, and she stood up, and she's healed. And she immediately is like, I don't understand. Because God loves you, and he cares deeply about you, and he wants you to know that he's real. And he loves you, and he wants to wrap his arms around you. He wants to be your father. He loves you. The world's not used to that. The world's, you know, and we're going out today. It's not about ministry. It's about Jesus. It's about Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's about the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He's in us for our sake, but he wants out because there's a lot of people out there that don't know it. And even if they think they do know it, they probably don't. When he comes and he just manifests himself, it changes everything. The debate's over. I've seen Muslims. I've went into gas stations and had Muslims in there and went up to the register and they got their Muslim thing going on. And God, Jesus died for them too. Hey, it doesn't matter what you are. Look, our war is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities. It's against strongholds. It's against the lies of the enemy. It's not against people. So if someone comes and you go to pray for someone, or you go to talk to someone today and they rebuke you, it's not them. It's what's in and upon them. Because let's face it, if they had the same Holy Spirit that you have, that Jesus has, they wouldn't be doing that. Right? So I said to him, I said, you guys hear the good news? And I told him, he goes, oh no, I don't think so. And he started to rebuke me. And I'm like, man, Lord, let's just end the debate. This is crazy. And I said, look, which one of you guys is in more pain? And the guy behind me, it started manifesting in his shoulder, the Muslim. And I said, come here, man. And I know I'm confident that God will back it up. If you're bold enough to step out on a limb, he's bold enough to hold you there. Even if the limb's bending and you think it's going to break, it doesn't matter if it breaks because he's right there. He's got you. And who, look, gosh, man, what's the worst that can happen? They don't get healed. Okay, gear up with more of Jesus, because the next time you go out in your secret place, you cry out for more of him. So I said, bring your shoulder here. Look, if he's not Jesus, then you won't be healed. I don't do that all the time. But sometimes it's necessary, especially when you get around Muslims and the different religions and the different cults. I've done it and seen Rastafarians, the Jah is my God, and they'll be healed. But I prayed for this guy, and immediately God banged him right there behind the counter and healed his shoulder. And he looks at me, he goes, it's gone. I said, Jesus, man, he loves you. It's all about him. And the other Muslim guy that was rebuking me came around and he goes, you got to come back someday. Why? Because they don't know love. And when God hits somebody, look, when Peter was in the boat, right, and he was telling Jesus, and he threw his net over and he brought up all the fish, what did he do? Oh, Lord, away from me, I'm a sinful man. Why? Because when the love of God shows up, it changes everything. It really does. And I saw that Muslim a couple months later, and he's like, hey, how you doing? How you doing? I haven't seen you in a while. It was so good. It's so good. Look, I heard Bill preach on this. He said Jesus couldn't heal the sick, couldn't raise the dead, he couldn't cast out demons. He couldn't, and we know that from John 5:19. He said, I and of myself can do nothing. Jesus said it. He did. It's in his word. I believe it. God said it, period. Jesus said, I can do nothing. Well, how did he do it? Through the Holy Spirit. How did he only do what the Father showed him to do? Through the Holy Spirit. How did he only say what the Father told him to say? Through the Holy Spirit. There's this really cool scripture that I got a hold of, and I truly, it's like my Romans 8:11. Says the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. Does he dwell in you? Who's not sure if he does? Be bold and raise your hand. You're not sure if he does? Yes. Come here, you. Okay. Right on. Right on. And I would, oh gosh, come here, you. Oh, Lord. Lord God, I just thank you. I thank you for her boldness, Lord God. I thank you for her heart. Holy Spirit, I just ask you right now, just show her. Just show her how much you love her. God, Lord Jesus, just come right now. Holy Lord, we just praise you and glorify you. Stretch your hands and pray, class. Come on. Holy Spirit, right now, just love her. Just show her. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we just love you. We praise you. Father, I thank you for this woman. Lord, she's a princess, Lord God. She is, Lord Jesus, we just praise you. Manifest yourself right now. Our Holy Spirit come right now. Jesus. Oh God. We love you, Lord. Lord God, I just pray peace, the shalom of heaven right now. The shalom of heaven that you would reveal. Just like Peter said, you're the Christ. Revealed by the Father. Holy Spirit revelation. Love her, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. That's good. You feel that?
Yeah. God, he loves you so much. Whoa. Jesus. Go. Look, it's unavoidable. You guys, you got to love people. You can't. If there's someone, there's people around you everywhere. If you're having doubts, you get with a strong Christian and you get them to pray with you and you love on them. No matter what, man, Christ in you is greater than anything in the world. Either that scripture is true or God lied, and God's not a man that he should lie. Right? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, period. That means that one person in Christ is the majority no matter where we go. Look, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Dwells in you. He's in you for your sake, and he wants out for other people's sake. Don't you dare hold him in there. He's not a lake. He's a river. He needs to flow. And you only gain in the kingdom of God what you're willing to give away. Never, ever will you get more unless you give away what you already have. Amen? Look, I saw a guy in Life Center the other day, a couple days ago. I just want to share this one testimony. A lady came up to me and she said she's a nurse for cancer patients that have been doomed to die. She's a nurse that is the last of the nurses that say, listen, you need to call hospice. They opened you up. They found it all. They closed you back up. No operation. End of story. She like hears testimonies at church all the time, and I share them all the time, and other people share them. And she said, the Lord's put it on my heart to get you to come in to pray for these people at the last stage. I love that, because God's the only hope they have. That's the only hope. And I'm sharing with her and just loving them. And her husband is standing over there, and the Lord said, he has severe back injury. I want you to pray for him. So I said, sir, I said, Brian, what's wrong with you? Your back. And she just was like this. And I said, what's wrong? And he's had back surgery. He's had pain in his back for 20 years. 20 years. And we shouldn't have to go through that. We shouldn't. Jesus paid a price so that we could have that. He didn't just like open a car door. He paid a serious price. It pleased the Father to break his son so that we could have healing today. And I said to him, I said, let me pray. He goes, oh, I've been prayed for 100,000 times. I said, look, I don't care. Just let me pray. And he let me pray. And I felt the power of God touch his back. And he started bending over. And he started checking. And he fell to his knees and was crying because all the pain left. All of it. Every bit of it. He had a numb leg for 20 years. 20 years. So numb that all the muscle had deteriorated in his leg. He pulled up his pant leg to show his wife, and his calf muscle was growing right there. His leg, the third day after, was bigger than the other leg. So God's like able to do more than we could ever ask or think. He overcompensated, right? Now look, he gave his testimony at church, and when he did, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. He gave that testimony, and 15 people that were out there stood up and were healed. Their back problems for years and years and years were healed. And he gave his testimony and he cried. He said, you know, he said, it's more than a healing. He goes, God broke my pride. God showed me he loved me. His whole life was changed because he got touched. So when people get touched today, don't take it lightly. I tell Pastor Dan, sometimes you only get a 5-minute opportunity window, sometimes in the public. Because everywhere we pray for two guys yesterday out on the street and just both their backs got healed and they're blown away. Get a couple minutes of opportunity because they're busy. They're in life. They're busy. But they're overwhelmed. So it's a perfect opportunity. It's prophetic evangelism and it's power evangelism. It opens up a window for them to truly receive the living Christ. But love people, period. Don't you ever, 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 ever leave it inside you. And if you're not feeling bold, I'm telling you, man, he's willing to back you up no matter what. Step out. He stands behind his word. He's exalted it above his own name. Amen? I love you guys. Oh, I really do. God. Oh, God. Whoa. Whoa.